Okay, now some of you might want to know what the nature of a learning disability is, and I'm going to give a very short explanation of what a learning disability is. What this means is that some learning function is significantly below your overall intelligence. So, for example, if you're an average intelligence but you score very low, like in the first percentile in reading comprehension, then you would be learning disabled in reading comprehension. If you were very smart and had something like a 130 IQ, and you scored at the average range, that's a significant difference between your overall intelligence and that learning function. In this case, we're talking about reading. Another idea to keep in mind is that there could be many different kinds of learning disabilities, such as a learning disability in math. So that would mean that compared to your overall intelligence, math is much worse, or you would score much lower. Again, if you were very smart, but math was weak at the below average range, let's say, you would have a learning disability in math. Now, so there are some obscure learning disabilities, such as a learning disability in written expression. That's where someone has trouble with writing paragraphs or spelling, or their handwriting is very poor, but everything else is okay. So this is some basic ideas about learning disabilities that are important to keep in mind. I must stress that you can have a learning disability and be very smart. So, for example, some people say Albert Einstein's learning disability was in calculations. He was great in theoretical physics and all kinds of other ways of conceptualizing science, but he was weak in calculations. This is what we are told according to historical accounts of Einstein. On other videos, we'll talk about other kinds of aspects of funny brains.